Hello and welcome to another Tabletop Games Blog Saturday review. We all love to play board games. We each have our favorite genres, themes and mechanisms, and ultimately our favorite games. Over time our favorites change, of course, as new games come out and we get a chance to play them. Yet when we play a board game, we don't usually think about how this game came into being in the first place. Chances are we know the design of the game. In fact, we might have chosen the game because we like other games by the same designer. Yet, very few will have any inkling of the hard work the designer has put into taking a spark of an idea and turning it into a working game. In the film, The Game Designers, written and directed by Eric Rail, Mike Selinker phrases it really well.
Board game design is hard. Real hard.
I've tried to capture some of the challenges that board game designers face in my article, Design Challenges, link in the description below. But there's a lot more to it, of course. The film, The Game Designers, does a much better job than me. It follows a number of designers as they work on their games, all of which are different stages of development. First, we meet Chris Falkenberry, who is a first-time designer and his game Battle for Baternia took several years to develop to a stage where it is ready to be published. We see him invest a lot of time into publicizing the game, taking it to as many places as possible, to put it in front of as many people as possible. He visits smaller, local gaming events, as well as the various big conventions. He has decided to self-publish the game, which is one way that many new designers try and make a success of their idea, but this option comes with a number of challenges and disappointments. Of course, it also provides a huge high if the game funds and is made into a real product at the end of it all. But often that isn't what happens. Next, we meet Doug Skeepers, whose game Spells came to him in all in one go. He's only at the very beginning of his journey as a game designer and clearly very passionate about his game. We get a glimpse of the struggles he will face along the way when we see how he deals with feedback from an initial playtesting session. It is clear that there will be many hard lessons to be learned, as his original idea for the complete game changes over time, often dramatically. We are also introduced to Kelly North Adams, who has a number of games at various stages of development, and it is immediately clear that she is further along the path. She wants the games to be accepted by publishers, so a lot of her work involves identifying the right companies for her games and pitching to them. That path means she will hand over control of her games to someone else, and she will have to accept that her games are likely to go through a number of changes until they are published. But it also means that she doesn't have to worry about manufacturing, shipping, customer service, and the many other jobs that come with publishing a game, allowing her to focus her energy on designing new games. Already we see three relatively new designers and the challenges they face with the different approaches to getting their games published. Of course, these three people represent dozens, if not hundreds, of other new game designers who are all working on their games and all have different ways of bringing their ideas into the world. Following these three people on part of the journey is a great insight into how games get to our tables. The film also introduces us to Matt Leacock and Antoine Bowser, who don't actually need an introduction. They are two established designers and have a good number of published games to the name, and their experience comes across very clearly. They have refined their approach to game design, and you get the feeling that some elements have become very much routine, which feels a little like some of the fun of the game design has gone away. But it is obvious that it allows them to create successful games more quickly and reliably. Working closely with game publishers seems to create different challenges for them. It feels like the focus for their design process is on the commercial viability of a game, rather than just the fun of creating something new. However, it is amazing to see how happy more established game designers are to dismiss their own ideas if they don't show enough potential, while less experienced game designers are more likely to hold on to their game prototype because it is closer to their heart. The film also contains a lot of commentary from many other popular game designers, which back up the experiences that the other designers have shared with us, the viewers. It creates a very rounded documentary with a lot of information and a great look behind the scenes of modern board game design. I love how you never hear Eric's voice except once throughout the film. It is only the designers and a handful of board game media people's voices that tell the story. It makes you feel like they're talking directly to you personally, giving the whole film a very intimate atmosphere. It brings the designer's journeys, emotions and experiences right up close to you, as if you were there right next to them. As you watch the film, you begin to feel yourself the frustrations, nervousness, confidence and joy these people feel as they tell their stories. The Game Designers is a great film that shows us a lot of what we don't normally get to see or hear, And if you want to find out more, the collector's edition also has a commentary track from the director and executive producer that accompanies the main feature, plus a number of featurettes, extras, and deleted scenes, which give you even more of an insight into the game design process. Let me finish with a quote from Mike Selinker, who rounds it all up nicely by saying, and I quote,
that there are real things that board games do that no other type of game can do, and we've changed society because of it, I think.
Thank you for listening to this Tabletop Games Blog Saturday Review podcast. Please check the description below for links mentioned in this episode, as well as to the written version of this article on the blog. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, give us some stars, or leave a review. Please also tell your friends about me, and if you want to offer financial support, check out my Patreon Ko-fi pages, links to which you'll find in the blog at tabletopgamesblog.com. So thank you again for listening, and I hope to see you again soon. This podcast is made possible by the generous help from my Patreon supporters: Royal Patron Sean Newman, the UK half of Gamelot; Castle Guard David Miller of Subquark Publishing; Dice Masters James Naylor, publisher of Magnate the First City; and Paul Grogan of Gaming Rules; and Shining Light Robin Kay of Rune Sky Games; Sarah Reed of Resourceful Games; Tim Vernick; and Richard Simpson of We're Not Wizards.